want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Time is 7:01. I am Lightning's girl. You are listening to Cause and Effect. I'm going to stretch and grab some headphones for my head. Hold on here. All right. Today, we get to celebrate 1991. And why, you ask? Why? What's so great about 1991? Why, it's the year punk broke. And what that means is it was a VHS documentary. I mean, I guess it did a stint in theaters, but for most of us who didn't have a cool theater playing that movie, it was a VHS documentary directed by Dave Markey, and it followed Sonic Youth on their 1991 tour around Europe. And while Sonic Youth is pretty much the focus of the documentary, the film also has lots of great early footage of Nirvana, Dinosaur Jr., Babes in Toyland, I think one live song of the Ramones. So you'll hear lots of music from the people from that movie. But that sort of the term year punk broke ended up describing a lot of what happened in 1991, where bands that were sort of bubbling up from the underground and the independent music scene were being picked up by major labels, and suddenly some of their debut records were ending up to be massive pop culture life-changing phenomena. Nirvana certainly being at the top of that list. So I'm going to play nothing but records that came out in 1991. I tried to stick with alternative rock kind of stuff, although there were some pretty amazing hip-hop and metal records that came out this year as well. But you'll see as the show progresses, it's definitely favoring Britpop, grunge, and just good old American indie rock. So I'm going to finish out a little bit more of this Primal Scream track, which all I can think of it in 1992, Cindy Crawford put out a workout video, and much of the soundtrack is Primal Scream. So I'm sure this band never imagined that there'd be a handful of people who hear their songs and think, Cindy Crawford workout, but that's what I hear when I hear this track. I'm going to start the evening off with Pearl Jam, Oceans, and their debut record, 10.
I'm gonna get deep down, deep down. I said, I'm gonna get deep down, deep down. Woo, hey!
To the throne, the currents will shift. Glide me to.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffeehouses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. Also, WRIR would like to thank VCU Arts for their support. VCU Arts wishing they could bestow honorary arts degrees on each VCU Rams basketball player and coach Shaka Smart for perfecting the art of how to play the game. Congratulations to the Rams for taking the high road to the Final Four. And we are listening to Ween in the background right now. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect, where I usually pick one artist and trace the musical roots for the full 2 hours. This week, I decided to pick 1991, since the documentary, which I gotta be honest, I don't think has aged terribly well over the years, called The Year Punk Broke, which follows Sonic Youth around on the road and tour in Europe. But it does have some adorable Nirvana sort of backstage fun footage before really the rest of the world kind of knew who Nirvana even was. So we heard Spaceman 3 with I Love You off of their final studio record. And apparently that song features an uncredited sample of a Jan and Dean radio jingle for Coca-Cola. But I'll be darned if I can figure out where it is in that song. We heard Smashing Pumpkins' Gish with Daydream. Gish is their debut record and were pretty unknown at the time. They had a single or two out, but hadn't quite hit that superstardom, you know, that they were certainly going to grow to in the next couple of years. And at the beginning of the set was Pearl Jam with Oceans off of 10. It was hard to pick a song that hadn't quite been beaten to death on air. They formed in 1990, and for a lot of people like myself, I was excited about that band because it was ex-members of Green River and Mother Love Bone, then Temple of the Dog. So by the time Pearl Jam rolled around, it's not that they were old news, but I had moved on to other things. Let's see. I'm going to go into what will probably be considered by some as, besides Nirvana's Nevermind, maybe the other ridiculously big trademark album of 1991, and that's going to be My Bloody Valentine with Soon.
mean at all. I didn't mean at all. I forget you. So if you come here, if you come here, all you have to do, just to be you. I think that's all I want to say to you.
Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy, too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
Hello, this is the Wobetides. Tune in to The British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LP FM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
Listening to Cause and Effect, I am Lightning's Girl, and I am getting angsty celebrating the music from 1991. And if you haven't done the math, that works out to be exactly 20 years ago this year. We heard a very long set there, which is too hard to break in. I just thought, what the heck, I'm just going to go through it all. We heard Superchunk off of No Pucky for Kitty, Skip Steps 1 and 3. What's, I think, so remarkable about Superchunk is I kind of like them live now, maybe even more than I did back in the day. And it's awesome that they've been playing music for 20 years. Teenage Fan Club with Star Sign off of the album Bandwagon-esque. That was their third album, and Spin actually voted that the record of the year in 1991. Oops, totally passing Nirvana's Nevermind. Ned's Atomic Dustbin with Happy, that goes out to James and Kenny. Blur with Slow Down off of Leisure Pop, that was their debut release. Then we heard Screaming Trees, Bed of Roses. That album art is remarkably cool by Mark Ryden. Not my favorite Screaming Trees record, I have to be honest. But at that point, with a lot of these bands, when they started getting picked up by major labels, those of us who have been following the indie rock scene were kind of over certain bands. So just as the mainstream was discovering them, indie rock kids kind of turned to a whole new scene, letting the mainstream talk about bands like Nirvana, and Screaming Trees were one of them. Swerve Driver with Son of a Mustang Ford off of Raise. And I know My Bloody Valentine gets all the credit, but I really feel like Raise is a pretty breathtaking and brilliant shoegaze classic, personally. Chapter House with Breather off of Whirlpool. Another shoegaze classic, not nearly as well-known as My Bloody Valentine, but should be. And speaking of MBV, they were at the beginning of the set with Soon off of Loveless. And who could have guessed that 20 years later, we would still be waiting for a new record? Remember when they toured a couple, like, what, last year? And it was supposed to be in support of maybe a new record? Yeah, that never happened. The box set still hasn't happened. Son of a Gun. I am talking over Babes in Toyland right now. Another band that had really cool records before Two Mother, but not exactly my favorite of all of the angsty girl rock records that they put out. And speaking of angry ladies, so many good segues, I can't talk. We're going to listen to some Hole, Pretty on the Inside. Of course, that's Courtney Love, who became Kurt Cobain's wife. Lover, Hater, the first record's pretty amazing, and was produced by Kim Gordon and Don Fleming from Gumball.
Slide, kiss, girls, won't you promise her? Smack, is she pretty on the inside? Is she pretty from the back?
Black dress, is she ugly on the inside, baby?
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Sensation, a chocolate nation, a chocolate boy, a chocolate boy. Watching TV and watching how TV has nobody and no one at all. Deep, sweet, and bitter.
This program is underwritten by Godfrey's Restaurant and Nightclub, supporting the underground dance music scene every Thursday night. You will find live performances by DJ Spider, DJ Albert, and WRAR's DJ's Turnstile Sound Turnstile Sound System each Thursday evening. Godfrey's is located at 308 East Gray Street, and more information can be found at godfreysva.com. See you out tonight. Friends of Richmond Public Library is hosting their big book sale featuring thousands of gently used books, CDs, records, and DVDs. Friday, April 1st, noon to 5 p.m., Saturday, April 2nd, and Monday, April 4th, 10 to 4. The big book sale is free and open to the public at the main Richmond Public Library, 101 East Franklin Street. More information is available by calling 804-646-4256. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. And if you're just tuning in and trying to figure out what the theme of this evening is, it's the year 1991, and also the same year Sonic Youth was followed around by a movie director who had actually worked with a bunch of bands within that scene. Let me see if I can find that piece of paper. I'm going to stretch. Let's see. The director had filmed Sonic Youth, Nirvana, Mudhoney, Red Cross, Ramones, Black Flag, artist Raymond Pettibone. So he followed around Sonic Youth in 1991 on tour in Europe. And bands like Nirvana were on tour, Dinosaur Jr., Basement Toyland. So it's a documentary. There's occasionally some sort of jokey mock of Madonna's Truth or Dare happening. And since, you know, 20 years later, I'm not sure how many people remember Truth or Dare. So watching this movie again a couple days ago, I sort of was like, oh, yeah, Truth or Dare references. That's probably not aging very well. But that's in there, too. It's a lot of live footage, but it's also a lot of just Thurston Moore rambling, which maybe for some people is awesome. But if you're not a really big Thurston Moore fan, maybe not the best documentary live thing for you. But let's talk about what you just heard, which was Beat Happening, Hot Chocolate Boy. Of all the time I've spent with Calvin from Beat Happening, I don't think I've ever seen him actually drink hot chocolate. He's sort of a tea drinking guy. We heard the Ramones with Commando. They performed that song live in that DVD, or VHS. It's never come out on DVD, actually, because of the licensing rights. Very complicated, related to Nirvana, and I guess Courtney Love owning some of the rights to Nirvana's music, but then she's sold them over the years to a bunch of people. So it's a lot of red tape, and hard to say if that will ever see the light of day officially. We heard Seaweed with Stale, a non-grunge band from the Northwest. I particularly really loved this band back in the day because they were heavy but also melodic. It was sort of a new version of hardcore that hadn't really been heard before, and I gotta admit, I kind of liked them better than Quicksand, and I'm very excited to see their reunion show in Brooklyn this coming year, or this coming month, in April, end of April. Nirvana with Territorial Pissings. What I didn't know about this record is lots and lots of the songs on this record were written about his relationship with Bikini Kill member Toby Vail. Obviously, Nevermind put not only Seattle on the map, but brought grunge to the masses, and we can thank Nirvana and bands like Pearl Jam for bringing things like flannel to, stores like Kmart and stuff. We heard Hole at the beginning of that set with Pretty on the Inside, and I'm just going to go right back in to more music. And Pixies put out a record in 1991, and it was called Trompe Le Monde. This is Alec Eiffel.
Keep a load of Dick clean. That dirty machine. Vintage abortion. We don't share.
For something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
I remember my father as a particularly strong man. His health seemed perfect, at least to the eyes of a 7-year-old. But then he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. 3 months later, my dad, Michael, died.
I'm Jennifer Landon. Today we know a lot about preventing cancer. If you smoke, quit. Eat more vegetables and fruits. Have more vegetarian and vegan meals.
These steps are powerful for you and your whole family. For more information, call 1-866-906-WELL or visit cancerproject.org.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. We have just about half an hour left of the show. You just heard Nation of Ulysses, some of the best-dressed revolutionaries I know, with Today I Met the Girl I'm Going to Marry, Fugazi with Polish off of Steady Diet of Nothing, and I think maybe one of my favorite live shows I ever saw was Fugazi with Beat Happening. I was living at New Jersey at the time at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Jawbox with Grip to Stay. That song sounds as fresh and as awesome as it did in 1991. Throwing Muses with Not Too Soon off of The Real Ramona. And I think that was the last album recorded before Tanya Donnelly left the band to start Belly. We heard Dinosaur Jr. before that with Green Mind, or The Wagon off of Green Mind, and Pixies at the beginning of the set with Alec Eiffel, their fourth and final record. I mean, it's kind of incredible. Every single song you've heard tonight comes off a record that was released in 1991, and I don't think until I really started to put this show together that I realized how many pretty fantastic records came out in 1991. I'm going to go back into more music. This is the Butthole Surfers underneath me right now. That sounded naughtier than I intended it to sound with their version of Hurdy Gurdy Man. We're going to go into Mercury Rev with Syringe Mouth. And believe it or not, this is their debut. And I've, I think, put out 7 records since. So let's get back into more music.
We'll be right back. cast the stones in the circle of 12. Give my night to a brother of the bell. Lights from the light that swallows me whole. Dig yourself, dig yourself.
Light and brown.
All right, we just have a couple more minutes left of Cause and Effect, and then JJ, who's filling in for Paul this week, will be up with Paul's Boutique. We heard the Melvins with Zodiac off of Bullhead. Melvins have put out 9 billion kiljillion records since 1991. But the highlight to Bullhead is the fact that the Japanese band Boris took their name after the first track on that album. Monster Magnet with Medicine off of the debut Spine of God. They were from my hometown state of New Jersey. Soundgarden with Slaves and Bulldozer. And I realized this was their third release. You know, I had seen them, Soundgarden, play quite a bit. And then I was thinking, you know, I think I've seen a lot of the bands out of the set tonight. So I started to count them up. And it turns out I've seen 28 of the 36 bands in the set list tonight, which is kind of amazing, but kind of makes me feel really old, too. We heard Gumball with Restless, a band who has not lasted the test of time. Most people have no idea who Gumball is at all. Sonic Youth with Disappearer off of Goo. That record actually didn't come out in 1991. It came out in 1990, but because of the year punk broke movie, I had to play Sonic Youth since they're like the featured artists of the film. And Mercury Rev with Syringe Mouth. 4 minutes left. I'm going to play a little bit of Firehose and then a little bit of Slint because both songs are just too good not to at least hear a little bit of. So my apologies for having to cut them off, but at least we'll hear a little bit. Have a great night, and JJ's up next.
We'll try to remember. But my feelings don't know for sure. I try to reach out. But it's gone. I'm walking a cow. Yeah.